Before we end tonight, we really should talk about the codex and the risk to personal health freedoms, because
what is the codex?
That's very important.
What is the codex?
The codex is the Codex Alimentarium is the European code for food safety, and it's kind of like the code for the equivalent of the European FDA.
Okay.
And the codex is important because it establishes what are safe levels of various foods or nutrients. And the codex that is being pushed forward in the European Parliament, the new codex, is essentially trying to relabel all foods that have a therapeutic effect as drugs. Now,
what?
Yes.
Meaning, and, meaning they would be, meaning you'd have to go to the doctor to get a prescription for apples?
Well, if you wanted the active ingredient in apples, yes, indeed. If you wanted to buy high-potency vitamin C, you would need a prescription for it. You do now, by the way, in several European countries because of the existing codex rules. And this is being pushed forward by the pharmaceutical industry.
Brother.
And by the total control power people who want to essentially control everyone's health destiny. And it flies in the face of Duché, which has given us tremendous freedoms with regard to nutritional and personal health issues in the United States. And the FDA has come along and stated publicly that they intend to harmonize their rules in accordance with Codex. So if Codex passes for all of Europe, it would essentially ban any high-dose nutrient. 5,000 nutrients that are available in health food stores all over the United States would be considered illegal in Europe if Codex passes.
Doctor, we already hear of SWAT teams batting down the doors of health food stores around the country. You see these weird stories of this stuff going on, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they're getting the doors are getting bashed in for what?
Good question. Well, the latest, you know, there's all these little scares. You know, ephedra was dangerous, even though ephedra was used in medicine and by the public for the last 2,000 years, suddenly ephedra was this demonized drug that had to be banned by the FDA.
Yeah, I saw that.
And interestingly, in Florida, just this last week, a judge overruled the FDA's opinion and is now made calling their opinions overbroad. But there is a concerted effort on the parts of some individuals who want to control all of your health care destiny to deny you freedom of choice in nutrients or even in foods. And your listeners need to pay attention to this because it will affect us here in the United States if it passes in Europe. Now, luckily, and we have a slight reprieve because there was a suit brought against this in the European High Court. And quite surprisingly, the Chief Justice of the European High Court said that the Codex rulings were arbitrary and overbroad and overreaching, and he recommended that they not be passed, but that doesn't mean that they won't be passed.
And if they are, then an apple a day is going to require a doctor.
Almost certainly.
Good Lord. All right.
And this information, by the way, about the Codex and Duché and the healthcare freedoms is available at, of course, www.worldhealth.net.